So today is not only Jerry Seinfeld turns 70.
It looks good. Saw him at the Billy Joel. 100 consecutive sellout to Madison Square Garden.
I'm watching Pop-Tarts, man. I think that's going to be a fun movie.
I am excited for Pop-Tarts. I'll watch Pop-Tarts.
Seinfeld's still doing some stand-up.
Not nearly as much.
But also today is the infamous Lee Elia tirade back in 1983, where in the span of about 3.5 minutes, he said the F word 38 times. F those effing fans who come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every effing thing you do. I'll tell you one effing thing. I hope we get effing hotter than just to stuff it up them 3,000 effing people that show up every effing day, because if they're real Chicago effing fans, they can kiss my effing ass right downtown and print it. There is more.
Lee Elia greater than Earl Weaver?
As far as
tirades?
They actually should put that whole speech like in bronze and put it outside the stadium. School children should have to learn and recite it like the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yep.
Schoolhouse Rock could have written a new song, set the whole thing to music. Now Lee Elia was mad. And he wanted the public to know. He stood up in front of a press. These pressmen and said the F word 100 times in a row. Can you imagine Jack Black singing that song?
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
Took you a while to get to that rhyme, but I'm glad you got there.
Yeah, you know what's kind of choppy there. Yeah. I'm trying to.
You can mold it a little bit.
Now I'm afraid I got the F word in my head that I'm going to say it on air.
No, you won't do it.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Nick's got you.
Yeah, but then.
Hope the delay's on.
What's it worth?
That's a very, very good question.
What is it worth to you? Yeah. I thought you were actually going into a bow tie raid there for a second, too, when it came to the fans, but no.
No,
he didn't do it that much.
Lee Elia is like the king. Mm. Yeah.
I still think that the best moment that I ever remember an old school manager having was the Earl Weaver when he knew he got fired, but the radio guys didn't, and they still did the manager's corner with Earl Weaver. And they had no idea yet. And so they're asking him all these questions, and he is answering with so much profanity, and then you could tell it takes the radio host by surprise, and then he starts talking about, oh, so-and-so wants to know when it's the best time to plant tomatoes. And he just goes nuts and just pieces out with a lot of expletives. That, back in the day when you would know that information and you would just go ahead and cancel the appearance of the manager, or the fact that earlier was like, nope, I'm going on. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I miss tirades by coaches like that.
Old feisty coaches.
Like the Bobby Knights of the world. Yeah. Like we just passed the anniversary of the Hal McCray meltdown.
Mm. Another very, very good
one.
Where
in his office, he threw the tape recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just don't get those as much anymore.
No, we don't.
Who's the most likely to do that right now? Is it Aaron Boone?
He'd be close.
He's kind of feisty.
Yeah, we don't have as many rants. Everybody's afraid.
Yeah.
Like Minnesota's afraid of spies like us coming and watching their spring game. Nebraska has 60,000 people in a 2-hour infomercial.
Mm-hmm.
We don't, you know, everybody's afraid now.
This is what we want you to think of our program.
We need more rants.
We do.
We need classic managerial tirades that are captured for posterity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Never forget,
Hal McCray once said,
the Augie Garrido addressing his team. That one was pretty good. That's one I feel like as a college baseball team you could still use. You don't even have to be Texas. You could use that and get pretty fired up for that one, too. There's probably a lot of head coaches that listen to that just to fire themselves up.
I mean, Augie was one of those guys that could use the F word as a noun and a verb.
That's very true.
And as an adjective.
Yes, he could.
I mean, that's not easy to pull
off. It's impressive.
Yeah.
That's when you've accomplished quite a thing or two.
Especially when you're talking to young men and use it as a verb.
That's
Great show, everybody. Again, we'll have information up at 1620thezone.com. This community, which is so great after what happened on Friday, we've all pulled together. And again, thank you for people that have reached out. I'll put you in touch with if you'd like to help. Some businesses have reached out that they would like their employees to get together over noontime.
That's awesome.
Where you can go. So I'll send you links and all. But again, we had a bad day on Friday, but we have had even better days since then with the way this community has responded and will continue to respond. So we thank everybody that tuned in today. Hopefully we're a little respite if you've been working over the last couple of days as a volunteer or somebody who was impacted. We're there for you and we'll always be there for you. And so will this community. Crossover is coming up next. Thanks to Jacob and Amy, for Jimmy, for Nick, for Nick. I'm Gary. We're back tomorrow at 6. Crossover's next on 1620 The Zone.